think you've heard me say this before, which is when I prepare kids for first reconciliation or for their first communion, one of the things that I ask them to do is to pray to become a saint. And they kind of look at me and they go, yeah, I can do that. I can pray to become a saint. But I also tell their parents that I'm going to have them pray this prayer. And then I say to the parents, and I want you to pray that prayer too. And they look at me like, oh, come on. I think the older we get, the more we think that that is not possible for us. But yet in each of the readings today, there is not just a suggestion, but a command. Be holy, in the first reading, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. Then in the second reading today, remember that you are God's temple. Not just talking to us individually, but as a church. And then finally, the last line of the gospel, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. See, this is good news, that this is what we're called for. This is our destiny. But I think why so many people, when they get older, don't think that this is actually real is, remember that line from the Old Testament, we hold a treasure in earthen vessels. And sometimes our sight forgets to see the treasure, and all we see is the earthen vessel. We see how fragile, we see how maybe rough we are when the treasure is compared to the clay of who we are. And so we begin to think, and the devil wants us to think, that it's impossible for us to be holy. And it is without God's grace. And you'll never get God's grace if you don't ask for God's grace. So if you say, you know, I'm just going to be so-so, and never ask to be holy, never ask to be perfect, well, God knows you're not ready to accept that grace. He wants to give it to you. He's, you know, if you ask for it, it's something he wants to give. But also, we have to remember that it's not just us as individuals, but also the church is holy. But yet the same thing is true. We hold a treasure in earthen vessels. And the history of the church in the last 20 years has been one that forgets to look at the treasure, to look at what the church really is as the vehicle through which God wants to proclaim his good news to the poor. He wants to that message to go out. It's necessary for the church to be holy because it is the body of Christ. But yet we look at the earthen vessel. We look at the fragility of those in the church. We look at the sin of those in the church. In the second reading today, it asks us to remember to be God's temple, that place where he dwells, to fight for this truth, despite what others have done, despite what clergy has done, despite what bishops have done, to fight because this is the treasure that Christ wants to hand on to his people, that is necessary for his people. This weekend, the bishop has asked us to make sure that you're aware that he has started among some other dioceses as a continuation of his work of healing for people who've suffered under clergy sexual abuse to institute an independent reconciliation program. This is something that has been helpful in many other dioceses. He's set up a fund based on a property that's being sold, on also in terms of insurance and also the two homes that the Bishop DiLorenzo owned, but he sold. Those funds have been going into it. And this is a voluntary program that's independently administered. It's not administered by the folks here at the diocese, but there are lay people that are administering this to help people move towards reconciliation. It's, again, totally voluntary, but the bishop wanted you to know that he continues to work, he continues to meet with victims, to call priests and the church to fight for holiness, because that's the other way that we change this. Yes, we have to heal the victims. We have to offer healing and reconciliation, but we also have to fight it by becoming holy ourselves. If you want holy priests, be holy yourself. Because guess where priests come from? From you, okay? If we are a holy church, we will have holy priests. So consider, we're coming up to Lent. We're going to be at Ash Wednesday. Consider coming to daily Mass. Consider spending some time in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration. Consider praying in your home with the Scripture and taking up this challenge of the first reading, of the second reading, and the third reading that is ultimately in Jesus, where he says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We can't do it on our own. We are those earthen vessels. We can only do it with God's grace. But the truth is, that's what we're made for. We're made for holiness. We're made to be the dwelling place of God. We are made to share the very life of God. One of the ways in the parish that I want to extend for those of you who are still angry, and you should be, okay? Because anger is an appropriate response to the sin of others, the sin of those in the church. There is a wonderful book by Bishop Robert Barron called Letter to a Suffering Church. And one of our parishioners bought 100 copies. If we need to buy more, we'll buy more. But they bought 100 copies, and so we have a sign-up out there for those of you who would like to do a book study about this. Bishop Barron is saying there is a way not to escape, but a way through this that recognizes God's action in our life. To call us to, because the church, unfortunately, has been here before. There's a great line in the book, but I've heard it before, which is there was a cardinal that was in France during Napoleon's time. And Napoleon said to this cardinal, says, my life's goal is to destroy the Catholic Church. And the cardinal said, oh, little man. He says, you think you're going to succeed where ages of popes and bishops and priests have failed? See, the Holy Spirit is in charge of this. So I would encourage you, if you're interested in that book study group as we enter into Lent, a Letter to a Suffering Church, there is a yellow pad and a clipboard over in the alcove on that side of the commons, if you're interested. But my prayer for all of us is that we do take up that challenge to be holy as God, our Heavenly Father, is holy.